Big Bad Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Ken Wyman in for Rob Long, Ed Norris, Jerry Coleman with you till 10. And Jerry Coleman was out at minicamp last week talking to Ravens players. And, of course, a lot of football was discussed. But, Jerry, I said, how did we get on this topic?
All right, let me set it up for everyone. This was all initiated last week, one night during the midst of the Ravens mandatory minicamp, when a few members of the defense were out to dinner having a very high-level discussion about space and the moon. And Chris Wormley tweeted, quote, "Today at dinner, the question came up, did people actually land on the moon? What does the Twitter world think?" And he tagged Marlon Humphrey. He tagged Matt Judon. He tagged Zach Seiler. And in a Big Bad Morning Show exclusive, you'll only hear right here on The Fan, I approached two of the truthers, Judon and Wormley. First, though, I wanted to hear from Matt Judon himself and his conspiracy theory and where it came from, and was that the only one?
Space money. So what, I mean, what do you say to the people who believe that Neil Armstrong landed on the moon? Come on, man. Really? I mean, come on. Is the Earth flat, too?
I don't think the Earth is flat. No.
But there were dinosaurs, right?
Were they dinosaurs?
I believe there were. I saw Jurassic.
I don't know about dinosaurs, but I know the moon. Skeptical on the moon.
I do like Jerry's. There were dinosaurs. I saw Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Joking, obviously.
It's a great line.
Right over his head. But Judon believes the moon landing is fake, and a debate ensued between Judon and Chris Wormley on whether we actually landed on the moon. And these two went at it after the tweet. I had them together. And as Coach Harbaugh was at the podium, these guys are about 15 yards out back arguing over this.
It was shoe prints on the moon, right? How do we know the moon is not made out of concrete?
Really?
So you could play basketball on the moon.
But how do we know? They just got up there. It was sandy.
People have been since.
But it could have been quicksand. It could have been quicksand.
It would have sunk to death.
That's what I'm saying. What do you mean?
Did you learn this at Grand Valley State or not?
Look, okay, so look. So when you
firmly is doing.
All right, so Warren. So if you step on the moon, you're going to make an imprint. An imprint.
The grass here.
Okay, look.
The dirt here, you make an imprint.
Okay. All right, you're going to make an imprint. But you can stick a flag into the ground. So is it soft or not soft?
Ground here is soft, and then when you stick something in it, it's going to.
Okay, look. It's no shoe imprint. But they was barely touching the ground. They was no gravity.
To be determined. We'll debate on the air, but I mean, Matt.
So boom, it's going to stay. The sand will move, and then it will come out.
Matt Judon, who was fired from NASA years ago before he began his football career. Ed, fascinating, the facts that Matt Judon lays out as far as space exploration.
He's just laying some science on you. He's just laying some science. For
footprints.
12 people have walked on the moon.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
According to him.
I think... Couple of them still alive, and I tell you, I wouldn't want to say it to Buzz Aldrin because he might
punch you in the face.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's kind of insulting to a guy that did that? Yeah, I would say so.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Just to play devil's advocate.
All right, where's your evidence?
Four of them are still alive, by the way.
I'm not in the Judon camp here. I'm just saying. Where's the proof?
Who is in Judon's camp?
Oh, there are people.
There's people out there.
Besides Marlon Humphrey, it didn't seem like anyone else on the team was, because he did a complete 180. He talked about the moon being concrete, and then it could have been quicksand. So which one is it?
Yeah, one or the other. He did go from concrete to quicksand pretty quickly.
And he's not the only athlete out there. I mean, Steph Curry had said the same thing earlier this year until NASA set him straight, but... I don't know where these theories come from. I really don't. And whether it be
Fortnite.
Kyrie Irving talking about the flat earth or Matt Judon talking about the fact that how do we know we landed on the moon? I just think it perpetuates a bad, bad lie.
This is what happens when you play hours and hours of Fortnite every day.
Yes.
You start to come up with conspiracy theories.
Why is it such a question, though, Ed?
You got me. I'm not in this camp. There's been 6 missions. I mean, 12 people have walked on the moon. Other countries have sent, you know,
There's the great space
craft
race
up there. Yeah, it's Kennedy promised we'd get to the moon before the Russians, and he did.
Judon had another theory about it. I guess we should listen to about gravity versus water.
How hard can you hit something in the water?
I'm saying that's bad.
What do you mean? How hard can you hit something in the water?
Compared to sand?
But it's no gravity, so it's no like force. No, it's gravity in water. It's pressure. It's gravity on top of water.
What are you saying? What is the water?
But you can't like force something down. How hard can you hit in space?
There are vents. I don't know. Ask Neil. Call Neil.
We're gonna take it to Neil or NASA or someone.
I'm gonna, I'm gonna have to talk with him.
We got 6 weeks to work this over.
Yeah, true. I'm gonna have to talk to Neil.
Yeah, do some homework.
He died in 2012.
So he could ask Buzz Aldrin.
He can ask Aldrin and three others.
But some of his theories are so cockamamie that I don't even think he believed them. I need to talk to Marlon Humphrey, who's put up subsequent tweets saying, yeah, I mean, who took the picture? I think that was the first ever selfie stick, by the way.
It was on a soundstage.
But to think that it never occurred is insulting to the guys that risked their lives to get there. That's the point.
All the people that were involved in the Apollo program. I mean, it's, it's an incredible feat. It's just, I don't know where people get this from. They throw things out there that are just so ill-informed. It's really, it's kind of embarrassing.